One of the biggest fault lines in the 2016 presidential election isn't necessarily your party affiliation or age or income or race. It's also about where you live. Rural voters are flocking to Donald Trump, while people who live in cities overwhelmingly support Hillary Clinton. This isn't a new divide in American politics, but it is widening. NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben joined us to explain. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you lay out for us a kind of landscape on just how big is this rural-urban divide now?
It's huge. There was a recent Washington Post poll that found that Clinton leads Trump by 26 points in urban areas, 54% to 28%. Now, in rural areas, that flips. Trump leads by 20 percentage points. And what I found also is that even when you break it down to a super granular level, you line up the counties from the most urban to the most rural. Interestingly, when you go down the line towards rural, you see the counties inch more and more towards the Republican side. There's a weird sort of sorting thing going on. The Pew Research Center has found that conservatives do tend to prefer more spread out places, while liberals tend to prefer much more tightly packed neighborhoods like you'd see in a city. Likewise, there was a Gallup study that came out last week that had a lot of information about Trump voters. Now, I asked the researcher about how the rural-urban divide works, and he told me that even controlling for other factors, lower density places really do tend to swing more towards Trump.
There is something odd, and it's been much remarked upon, that Donald Trump is a Manhattan billionaire real estate developer, and yet he appeals to people who aren't moneyed and aren't highly educated. Why is he such a great messenger?
Right. It does seem really strange. So I asked Catherine Kramer. She's a researcher at the University of Wisconsin who has looked at the divide between rural and urban voters. She says it exists beyond Trump, and she terms part of this divide what she calls rural resentment. She explains that that's sort of the sense that if you're in a rural area that you get ignored, that the resources and the attention from politicians tends to go more towards the cities and not towards you, and that you're kind of forgotten. So think about Donald Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. Well, there's a feeling in rural areas that maybe things are not as great as they used to be. So you can see why that would appeal to them. J.D. Vance, he's an author who wrote this book, Hillbilly Elegy. He has said in interviews that there's a sense in some rural communities that people feel like outsiders. And of course, Donald Trump is a political outsider. He appeals to outsiders. And you even might have seen this going on the Democratic side this election. Bernie Sanders, the outsider candidate, tended to do better in rural areas than Hillary Clinton did.
So, Danielle, we hear a lot about race, ethnicity, education, class as determining factors as to who might vote for Donald Trump. You're saying that this is another factor to look at.
I really think it is. I mean, look, during this election, you have a lot of people trying to pinpoint what is it that makes a person vote for Trump. People saying that it's all about race, that it's all about economic distress, that it's all about your education level. But really, no one's vote is that simple. People choose who they vote for a variety of reasons. And this seems to be another key one to consider.
That's political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. For more on this, you can read Danielle's full report on nprpolitics.org or on NPR Politics on Facebook. Thanks very much.
Thank you.